Folks, you know I love indie films, and the other day I ran across one called Beer and Seed. It has edge. It's about an older man who returns to college, and it doesn't go well. It even includes this comedy song called I Love the Fat Chicks. I got it off of Amazon.com. You can download it. I rented it. Or, you know what, you can go to www.beerandseedthemovie.com. Indie films are awesome. Beer and Seed has edge. Rent it. I'm not kidding you. It's the greatest thing.
What's up? And look at being Sweet Sassy T is in the building. What's up, Sweet Sassy T? You with me?
What's up, Mocha D?
That's right. You know what? Today we got something special going on, and hopefully you guys is ready for some information, some very important information. So at this moment, you have tuned in to EOTM Radio, and we thank you for choosing to chill with Mocha D and Sweet Sassy T. We keep it real, and love, hate, and drugs on a clean slate, from R&B to church, from birth to the hearse, we got you, right? This is where we leave no stone unturned, that's right. And if we can't turn it, we burn it. Thought I'd throw that in, right?
Well,
you know. Hey, Sweet Sassy T, you know, I'm excited about doing this show with you. This is something that I've been looking forward to. You know, we got a great connection, and I just want to say I love you. And I appreciate you being with me on this project that we're going to be doing. We're going to take this to the limit, to the unlimited sky. You know what I mean? So I just want to tell you this is a great day for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is, because you've been calling me all day, just excited about it. Like you won a lottery. I said, ain't nothing wrong with that, Mocha D.
You know what the thing is? This topic for today, people, is something that's really dear to my heart. I got people that I love. You don't know what we're talking about today. We're going to be talking about abuse. We're going to be discussing recognizing signs of not just child abuse, but elder abuse, which is the top layer of child abuse. You know, it's a under-recognized problem with devastating and even life-threatening consequences. So this is something that... you guys already know, if you ever tuned in to Mocha D, you already know how much I love it. Seniors. Don't mess with the babies and don't mess with the seniors. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
That's what's up. We're going to be pointing out different forms of that, and we're going to be giving you some websites and different information and things that you can do. We're going to be doing all that. So I'm going to just go jump right into it. As far as the child abuses, you know. That's something that if you want to see Mocha D get down right and dirty, mess with the babies. So that's what I'm going to be discussing, what we're going to be discussing today, child abuse and elder abuse. Right, T.T.?
Right, right. You went there, huh?
Yeah, I went there. So y'all don't know T.T. is a name for who? Oh, it's a family thing, so I can do that. You guys don't start hollering, what's up, T.T.? No. She's sweet sassy. Anyway, hey, let me cover something right quick. I want to talk about, get this out of the way, I want to talk about Monique B. She's coming out again. You guys know she had a baby, a beautiful baby. If you guys keep up with her or keep up with, you know, me on Facebook, she has a beautiful little baby girl. She's 6 months now, but she's coming out to do her thing, and you guys stay tuned for that, because she ain't no joke, and y'all know that. Gorgeous girl, gorgeous girl.
Yes, she is.
Anyway, I want to talk about... the child abuse first, and the first thing I want to cover is the food, when it comes to the food, because that's really a first sign. I'm talking about signs right now, and food basically is the first thing on my list, because you know what I'm sick of, sweet sad. See, I'm sick of folks. I'm sick of these.
I think I can go with this. I'm sick of these mothers. You can tell me about the noodles, right?
Wait, say it one more time.
The noodles.
The noodles, exactly. I was just telling Sweet Tea about it. The noodles. I'm so sick of these kids on the noodle diet, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's first of all, it's full of sodium. Full of sodium. You have a stroke giving these kids noodles. Now, I don't know if you guys can't cook. I don't know if you ain't got the money. I don't know whatever your reason is for giving these kids noodles all the time. If you can't get a 33-cent pack, I mean, can of tuna instead of that 33-cent pack of noodles. That's what I'm talking about. Give them something a little different other than them doggone plain noodles for their diet, because it's killing the kids. They're malnutritioned. I have a relative ask for noodles all day and all night. I'm like, look, what's going on? And I don't even give them noodles like this, right? So why are you just linked up on these noodles? And I found out why. The kids, you know when they be bringing little food to school or whatever? The kids
they
are bringing packs of noodles.
They be taking the seasoning and eating the seasoning, too, just by itself.
Just straight up eating the seasoning. But the kids are bringing noodles to school in the little package like that. If I was a teacher, I'd be seeing that's one of the problems. We got to cut into the chase. We need to get involved. Even the teachers, get involved. You know what I'm saying? See what these kids see. If your little student is bringing a pack of noodles to school every goddamn day, can somebody say something, please? Because that's not the business.
That's,
you know what else I want to talk about? Sweet Sassy T. You know what else I want to talk about? I want to talk about these mothers that's putting that. This is a form of abuse to me. Why is you putting perms in these babies' hair? I know a 4-year-old little girl that got a perm right now. I think that's ridiculous. A perm.
Okay.
A perm. Is that abuse to you or am I tripping? That ain't going to help their hair grow. That's going to burn the little naps out their head. Stop putting perms in that baby's hair.
Maybe that's what they're going
No, seriously, it ain't cool. Real talk, this is some serious stuff. These parents don't even understand. It might sound simple, but some of the simple things is the most profound, actually, if you get serious with the simple stuff. Stop putting perms in them babies' hair, people. It ain't cool. It ain't cool. Stop going out for lunch when your kids are home eating them god darn top ramen and you out there for eating a lobster. That's not cool. It's not cool. Clean up your house. You know what I'm saying? Do that laundry in the house. Got a few things to tell y'all. Do the laundry in the house because the dirty laundry in there is bacteria growing in that dirty laundry. Germs.
Oh,
get the laundry clean in the house. Girl, you know I'll be on the road. So y'all know you got a weak stomach. I ain't playing. Sweet Sassy D, tell me what you really tired of, if we can use that word, or you really want to see something. What do you really want to see not happening anymore when it comes to abusing for them babies? What have you witnessed personally? Tell me what you witnessed that you was like,
yeah,
you know what?
Well, just watching TV and the news and everything and all other stuff, how they just be hurting these kids and everything. I was, you know, I'm a big fan of Steve's show. I don't know if you watch him. So anyways, he had a topic about this baby was only 7 weeks old, and the mom and the dad and the sister was on stage trying to figure out how the baby died. Make a long story short, just imagine a 7-week-old baby. He bashed the baby head in, ribs, everything was just all messed up. This is a baby. It's just amazing how people could treat an innocent baby. I couldn't even just imagine hitting a baby like that in the head, in the ribs, and everything. And so basically, the wife and the sister was on stage. They took a test to prove that they didn't do it. And he was on stage trying to get answers, but all along he didn't take a test. So Steve just flipped. He said, it's supposed to be 3 tests here, and you didn't take the test. And you were right here to try to get answers. Make a long story short, he the one killed the baby.
Get the heck out of here.
You know what?
I'm surprised he didn't go to jail when they came to verify the body, because they were saying the sister could be around kids, and then he could be around kids because they said he was going to grow up to be a monster because he was assaulting homes and he was violent and everything. So for the police to come to the house and see the baby dead and nobody went to jail, you have to go on the show to prove who killed the baby. Everybody should have been in jail until they found out who killed the innocent baby. So stuff like that, it pissed me off. Just stuff like that. People just get away hurting their kids, not taking care of their kids right, as you say, not feeding the kids right. It's just sad. It hurts. That's my weakness.
You know what? You're right. Because they can't defend themselves, you know, and it's really sad because it doesn't necessarily start at home, but I mean, I don't want to say it starts at home as if, because the reason why I'm putting it this way and can't really get it the way I'm trying to say it, what I'm trying to say is basically everybody got to take a part in this. Everybody got to take a part in this. Just like I seen one thing on television a little while ago. This, she was a stepmom, had her stepson, I think it was a daughter, so forgive me, running around the house over and over and over. It was her and her grandmama running that baby. This was been a punishment. They taking off the baby, running around the house, literally outside, running around the house. Now, how come didn't no neighbors say, why is little Susie still running around the goddamn house?
Right.
What's something wrong with this picture? She just literally, that was her punishment, to keep running around the house. It was for a stupid reason, if I could remember, something really silly. My point is, she died. The goddamn girl died.
It just reminded me of my Latino friend. He's 20 years old. He's a good friend I'm friends with his auntie, and he's in the Navy now, and his name is Chris. And he was, you know, I was just looking at the pictures asking today. I'm like, is that his mom, you know? And she was like, yeah. I said, oh, he looks like his mom. She's like, well, his mom was a pretty good mom when he was growing up, and his uncle actually raised him. I was like, wow, why? And she was like, because the mom got with a new boyfriend. She was on drugs, and when she used to get mad at him, when he was only 5 years old at the time, she used to send him outside the snow butt naked just to punish him.
Nobody's seeing this, right?
The uncle seen it and took him. That's where he was raised by his uncle. But it's just a simple fact that how they treat these kids.
You know what? Now, I have a son, and you know, those who know me, he's hyper. He's pretty hyper. So basically what was going on, the teacher, because I've been putting it down, you ain't going to get away with nothing. This teacher, everybody else in the classroom goes straight ahead. When they enter the classroom, they walk straight ahead, sit down, facing the teacher's desk, which is facing the teacher's desk, facing the doorway. The kid's walking straight ahead. They sit in their seat. Why my son went to the door and make an immediate left, and there's his seat facing left at the wall right behind the door. No joke.
Wow.
You know I got a lawsuit that should be going into effect, right? Why are you singling my son out? Why are you abusing my son? You know, it's so, I mean, and everybody watching it, even the substitute teacher, she was in there, because I approached her too. I was like, did you see this? She says, you know, I can't say much, but I know it. I thought it was a problem. Shut up. You know it's a goddamn problem. Serious. The heck is you doing? I'm so tired of this stuff, you know what I mean? The appearance of these children, I see these kids going to school with these holes, these raggedy mothers and fathers, smooth, sharp. Stop neglecting these kids with your dirty faces, holy socks, clothes filthy, clothes that's too little. That makes me more mad than anybody. Clothes is too little. You know what I'm saying? Let's get right with these children. Let's start feeding these kids. Let's start taking care of the kids. Let these neighbors start getting involved. Because when I was growing up, my neighbor would have wiped my nose if necessary, didn't have to, or whoop my butt, or feed me.
Right.
They don't care. They don't care anymore, T. They don't care.
Yeah,
and I'm asking you guys,
It's crazy that you said ask the neighbors, because Oprah Winfrey's channel, the old channel, it's a new, well, I don't know if it's new. Actually, I just actually ran across her a couple of times about a show about when you going through a lot at home, they got a program, like people on your block get involved to help you with your kids. And at the end of the show, the kids wind up being better than they was when they started, by the neighbors, joining in and helping, and having meetings and going to get to know the child, helping the mother out because the mother be stressed out, can't help, some single parents, whatever.
That's
and
right.
They go in the neighborhood and get to know, go to one building and know the people on the block, and then the parents have a situation, what they going through with their child.
Exactly.
They get together and
involved.
Do what they can do to help.
Get involved. That's the bottom line. Get involved. And I'm going to be telling you guys, because I'm just getting it started. Believe that. I'm going to tell you guys some things how you can get involved. There's different signs and stuff to look for. But right now what we're going to do for you guys, I'm going to take a little commercial break for a second, and we will be right back talking about these things, because I ain't playing.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I could have this moment.
Drop down to your knees. The money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches the same in the police. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki Nick getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is.
I'm listening, hanging, and there's no mess for life. For life.
For life. That's your jam. I know that's your jam.
No, I wish I could hear it.
I want to hear it.
Treat people the way you want to be treated, and so that's why I try to stay in shape because I don't want.
Like, seriously, it's you know, age is going to come. Age is going to creep up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to talk about the major signs of elder abuse. You know, and that's one of them. I was talking about the depression. One of them is the signs of changing their behavior, you know? People are quick to rule out their changes and say, oh, they got Alzheimer's or dementia, when sadly it's abuse. It's abuse from somebody, you know?
Right.
It's abuse.
Right.
I mean, you got the physical abuse, you know. You're looking for all the tracks on their arms. You probably can see it look like somebody been restraining them and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I mean, you can see different signs of that. You
know? They just take advantage of them as well, because I have a friend who said she used to work at the old folks' home at before, and she said she's seen a lot of things. And, I mean, I'm just kind of disturbed with what she told me. She said when she worked at one time, and she said it was like a lady in her room, and she'd go, you know, change her and do whatever she had to do. And then she said one time she went in there, and it was the man in there who worked there, and she's like, what are you doing in here? I'm supposed to be doing this floor or whatever. And the old lady said, I like him in here because he makes me feel good. Basically, he was sleeping with the old lady.
Get out of here. That part right there, that right there is awful. You can look at different sides of that, too. Sometimes elders have discharge and things like that. And, you know, even blood, bleeding from their, you know, vaginal area and stuff like that. Even the older men, sometimes you may have, you know, blood or whatever coming out of around their rectum. These could be actually signs of sexual abuse in elders. Unexplained venereal diseases, unexplained genital infection. You know what I mean? You got to look for all this stuff. Even broken glasses. Let me just throw some things out there, sweet sassy tea. You know?
Okay.
You know, you got to look for these different things, people. Even the dirt and the blood and the filth and stuff like that. That filth and stuff. You know what I mean? Let's keep your family clean. You know, this is signs of abuse. See, you're abusing them. Stop threatening your elder people, your family, even elder people on the streets. Y'all knock it off. You find one of your elder family members with broken glasses all the time, the eyeglasses frequently broke, somebody might be knocking them off of their face. Stop threatening your elder people. Stop threatening them.
I remember you told me a long time ago, I don't know what exactly where you said you was at. I think you was at the store or something. And you said you have to look down at this old lady's feet, and her feet was just so bad. And you was like, why nobody ain't taking care of her feet?
I remember.
Yeah.
I told you I was in the parking lot of Stater Brothers. Whoop, Stater Brothers, no. And I looked at the lady, it was Sunday morning. She going inside of Stater Brothers, and she sharp as a tack, had her head cocked down, AC-Doofy smooth jar. I looked at this lady, I'm saying, oh, she's sharp, beautiful colors. I looked down at this lady, her ankles were snow white, dark-skinned woman. Ankles were snow white, just feet was filthy, toenails cooking around one another. I'm like, wait a minute, somebody ain't loving you. Ain't loving you. You know, it hurt my feelings. Let me tell you guys something. You see your ancestors' bruises, look for the bruises on your people. When you go visit your grandmother and go visit your older aunt and stuff like that, look for bruises. You got all kinds of stuff you can look for. Some of them are not being given their medications. You know who you are. If you ain't giving them their meds, give them their medication. Stop this investment fraud you're doing with the elders. Phony charity things y'all calling and having these elders paying money for charity. Stop it. Stop stealing their identity. Stop forging their signature. Stop misusing their money. Stop blaming them on stuff that you know you did. They ain't crazy. Stop terrorizing these old people and stealing from them, intimidating them and yelling at them and humiliating them and ridiculing them. Stop it. This is a shame.
Listen
to them. Don't let people try to tell you your grandmother, your auntie is see now. You know her little nephew living with her now, her grandson living with her now. You go over there and you say, oh, he's living with her, he's taking care of her. He always wants her to be quiet. Let her talk. Let her talk and you listen to him. You intervene.
I
want to educate you guys. You watch for signs. This is terrible.
Yeah,
you see,
that's why you see a lot of older people who don't want to go to the old folks' homes, because they know what's going on in there.
Yeah,
they
really
just
passed
away in their own homes.
This is absolutely ridiculous, and I'm tired of them. Mocha D, mad, baby. I'm mad about it, and I want it to stop the emotional abuse, acting like they got dementia because they rocking and sucking their thumb. You abusing them, and you know you are. You're going to burn in the pits of hell if you don't knock it off. That's what I'm talking about.
They don't believe it, though.
Oh, they going to believe it. What Kevin Hart say? You're going to learn today.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn today. I'm telling you right now, if y'all don't knock it off.
So I know you worked at one of these places before, and you was telling me that you used to do activities with them and everything and have fun with them and make them happy,
right.
And you used to do things to make them comfortable. And I just wanted to know what's the main thing that you like doing for them? I know you was adding food.
You know,
I know.
I'm going to tell you something. I loved it all. I am actually a certified activity director. I'm not doing that at this moment, but I love it. And I tell you what, I spend so much time, even when I shouldn't have been there, sneaking in there. Because this is what makes me mad about your facilities. You need a 24-hour facility. Let people come visit their parents or their family, their aunts, anytime they get ready. How are you going to put a time on when I can go see my aunt or my mother or my whatever? Knock it off. Let me come in there anytime I want to. It's awful. And I used to go in there all the time. I'm like, I'm not even on the clock. I can't come visit them. People that work there are not supposed to even visit them when they're not at work. I couldn't come in there and visit them. I used to have to sneak in there. You know I'd jump into a disguise. I just come in there and visit them. They talk to you and love because
there's
so many
people. What time was the visitation over with?
8 o'clock.
What time do
you
open?
It's like, I think you can get in there. Like, it doesn't matter. I think you can get in there like 8 to 8 or something crazy like that. Maybe even 7. No, about 7 to 8 because they let them come and have breakfast with them, giving them all that
right.
darn crazy
so it was
stuff.
8 to 8.
It was ridiculous.
It sound like a home. I thought old folks' home supposed to make you feel like you at home. It should have the right to come and visit any time you want to come and see your loved ones. They should change that.
Well, I tell you,
yes,
I do know. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of risk factors among the caregivers, a lot of risk factors. And we're going to talk about some of them risk factors. We already covered a few of the different signs of abuse, in my opinion, which are facts, the neglect and the financial stuff and the health care, the fraud and abuse, emotional and sexual abuse. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know who you are. What we're going to do is, I'm going to take another little break right now because I got to go have me a little wine on this one. I'm having a flashback. Because I'm going to tell you something. No, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share something with you guys. I said I wasn't, but God darn, one of them places, my mother was only there for a second. She should only been there for just having a little rehab. They killed my mama. So I take this real personal. I'm going to take a commercial break, too. Please.
All right.
Hey, listen. You know, while you're enjoying this program, you could be making touch-ups to pics you've taken. Not just any photos, ones that make people say, "Oh my God, how'd you do that?" And I've got the instructions to help. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com. I'll teach you how to amaze them all. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com.
Get Powerhouse Wolf Entertainment's artist Ron Anthony's love-making song, Home Tonight. Let's stay home tonight with the one you love. Produced by Blue Wolf Paul Pato. Download the single now on iTunes, Amazon, and all major stores. RAHNANTHONI. This will make you grow in love. This is from the forthcoming CD on Wolf Entertainment. You can check out other songs, including inspirational and dance music by this artist, on www.wolfentertainment.com.au. Let's get back to making love.
That's what's up.
Yes.
You know what I'm thinking about right now, Ron Anthony, talking about this song, Making Love Tonight. I need to calm down, trying to see who I had in mind. Can I say Rolodex? You know, I'm getting old. Look, let me just look at my Rolodex.
No, I'm just messing with you.
Sweet Sally,
girl.
You know what? One thing I can say, you always have a way to calm me down. So I know when we get off this show, I'm going to be all right. I think I'm going to roll out to your house and we can just chill. You know what I mean?
Girl, you stop playing there. With me.
Say it again?
You better stop playing with the people.
No, real talk. I might just do that. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Like
okay.
That five.
I don't want to be surprised.
Anyway, you guys, what I want to do is I want to give you guys some websites and things like that, because you know I can really get into this and all night long. But as you guys know, we only got a certain amount of time to say so many things. So I want you guys to be aware. June the 15th is World Elder Abuse Day or month. I do the whole month. Should have been June the 1st. Period. But June the 15th, that's the World Elder Abuse and Grandparents Day. So you guys do something for your elders, neighbors, cousins, grandparents, and stuff like that. You grandparents, as you know, T, is like 32, 25, you know, years old right now. So whatever the case may be, it's a day. So let me give you a phone number, a hotline number. You guys can call if you have experienced or if I said anything that can make a difference. I'm going to run through a list real quick before I give you that number. Things that you can do to help prevent elder abuse, okay? Volunteer. Call your elders. Call your loved ones. Call them. They're waiting for a phone call. Believe that. If you call them on a regular basis, they'll know the difference. But what I would do if I was you guys, I would pop up, not even at the same time every day. I pop up periodically, call periodically. Don't do that like, okay, I know you're going to be here at 2 o'clock, so I'm going to knock upside the head at 1:30 or 3 o'clock. You know what I mean? Call them. Pop up on them like that. You know what I mean? Ask
right.
your elderly neighbors if they need some help, sweet Sassy T. Ask them. Ask
right.
them, say, can I help you with anything? And a lot of them are bitter, but they're bitter for different reasons. You'd be surprised why they're really upset. You know what I mean? Be
mm-hmm.
aware of their physical changes. You see your little neighbor, one day she's old, but she's walking cool, walking the dog, and then the next day she's limping. Get involved. Be nosy. Hey, what happened to your leg? And look for the signs of lying. What happened to your foot?
Uh-huh.
Who twisted your ankle? Who blacked that eye? Ask them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, of course, you know, that runs in our, well, you know me and you, ask in a minute.
For real, this generation is messed up, but that's all I'm going to say about that. Help reduce the isolation for them by, again, visiting them. You know what I mean? Even if they act evil, you know, some people be like, oh, she mean, she's a witch, and he's a warlock, whatever. Knock on their door and make sure they are right. Ask one of them elderly people to possibly teach maybe your kids or even your grandkids a skill. Maybe you want to say, do you knit? You guys miss, whatever, or something like, or ask them for their favorite recipe or something like that. And in a man's situation, you know, ask him, you used to play basketball, you know anything, you got an air pump, you know, something just to get involved, just to let them know we see you. We see you. We're here for you.
Right.
You can even become a lone.
You need help across the street.
Exactly. That's all this one, you are one neighbor away from saving a life. Yes, one door barrel away from saving a life. You can even become a long-term ombudsman volunteer. You can act be an advocate for like the nursing home, assisted living. Let me give you guys some websites for that if you want to be an ombudsman's volunteer. Yeah, they need that, believe me. http://2 of them, www.itcombudsman.org. You know what's so crazy is that the website's so goddamn long, I believe, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, I believe it's discouraged people from even trying to do this. http://2 of them, www.itcombudsman, itcombudsman.org/ombudsman.
Check it out. Repeat. Yeah, try to give it to the listeners one more time.
Okay. www.itcombudsman.org OMBUDSMAN. Gadol. That's how it is, though, people. You see what I'm talking about? You can call that 800 number, 1-800-677-1116, or call 911. Please believe that one. It's called the pardon me?
Yes, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
NCEA, which is the National or the Nation Center on Elder Abuse. That's NCEA. That's the acronym for Nation Center on Elder Abuse. You know, you can always Facebook them, too. That's NCEA, you know, Facebook. You know, please, you got www.eldercare.gov, www.thenceea.aoa.gov. So many, you guys. Just pull it up, you guys. Grab it. Make a difference. Volunteer. Help people. Be aware, please. They need somebody to care. They really do. Sweet Sassy Team.
Let me tell you something.
When you see those elders out there or talk to someone, you know, maybe when you're at the casino or when you're playing bingo. I'm just playing, girl. I don't know what you're doing, stuff like that. But, you know, we have been to the casino. You know, it don't make us, we ain't no sinners for it. We ain't out here taking our, you know, mortgage and our light gas home. Y'all take it easy. There's some numbers. It's got some hotline numbers for you, too, that can't get out of the casino. But when we at the casino, you know, we need to really pay attention. There's some people, I'm telling you, I went like a week ago. This little old lady, poor sweetheart, she's spending all of them. She's just digging, trying to get coins from down there. She's just digging and stuff. I said, look at this sweet little lady, and she looks so sad. She looks so sad. I said, you know what? She need a friend, T. The lady need a friend. You guys, if you have your little neighbors walking like that and looking raggedy like she was looking, please help them. Give them an outfit. I don't even care if they get offended. It's a way to say anything. It's just a way to say everything. Let them know, you know what, I got this. I got these clothes, woo, woo, woo. You know, say it with some love. But God will let that light shine, you know. There's a lot of people right next door that need some love. Look for different things, you guys. That's all I'm trying to say about that because it hurts my heart, people.
Probably a month ago, I went to a DMV with my friend, and it was like an old lady who was sitting in front of me, and I was sitting in the back with my friend in the chair. And I forgot to tell you this, Mocha D, but I just, you know, blocked it out because it was kind of sad to me, the story. And I said something, and she turned around and just started cracking up. She said, I really needed that. I said, you did? She said, yes, I did. I really needed that laugh. I said, what's wrong? She said it was, she said it was on the news, but I didn't catch it. It was her granddaughter, baby daddy, who shot her and left her for dead with the baby in her hand. And she was laying there for 3 or 4 hours because she was leaving him and he shot her. And the baby was in her arms where he shot her. And she was just telling me that she needed that laugh. I mean, like, I mean, a laugh, if that made you feel better for a slight second, I'm flattered to even be a part of it because she was real sad and she laughed that day, she said.
Yeah. I'm listening to you.
So it just, like what you were saying, like with older people, you know, old people and stuff like that, you just never know what they're going through, and she said she needed that, so I was glad to be a part of that. I don't remember what I said to make her laugh, but I'm glad I'm here now.
One thing that I learned, sweet, is that you never know when you're probably the only person that said something to somebody that day. Speak to people, you guys. Let's get back. There was a time when black folks couldn't even say nothing to each other. This ain't a black and white thing, but what I'm saying is talk, speak to each other, say something. Appreciate the fact that we can still do this because this world is a cold piece of leather. It really is. Report things that you see. Don't hesitate. Every state got at least one toll-free number or a hotline number, 1-800-677-1116. That's the elder care locator. and visit. You can visit various sites such as helpguide.org. Go to helpguide.org and see what you can find in there to help somebody. There's different sites to do different things. You guys don't. You need to understand one thing. Every day they getting older, you getting older too. Stop pretending that they see now. You know, listen. Even when it don't make sense to you, when your grandmama or whatever is saying stuff and it don't even make sense to you, listen. You'd be surprised what they trying to tell you so you can be able to intervene. You got to educate yourself as well as others. Please, you guys.
Right.
This ain't no joke.
Right.
This is some serious stuff. You know what, Sweet Sassy T? I need
yes.
some music in my ears. I need some music in my ears just like that.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. I pray that this was an awakening show for you guys. I'm trying to see what song that I'm feeling right now, but I'm feeling something. I think I'm going to get you for real, Sweet Sassy G. Let's go out. Let's have a good time tonight. And if we see some elders along the way, we'll give them a couple hours or something like that. Sit down and talk to them. seriously. Anyway, you guys, we love you forever. Let's talk about this the next time. Maybe we can do a part two. So that's how we do it. We like to back that thing up. Is that right, Susan?
That's right. Girl, you need to knock it off. That's what
I
love,
I think I got a song now. Holler at you, girl.
You got
you
what
say,
you got,
sweet, I got that
you
from
got.
You. I got that from you,
it's,
sweet.
It's for me. It's
you.
For me. All right, you for the surprise tonight. You coming through and playing my jam, huh?
Huh. In a minute. Hey, I love you guys. Right. Thank you for tuning in to Mocha D and the Sweet Sassy T Show. We'll see you next week. Believe that.
Holla at you, girl.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag sauce, she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag sauce, she dripping swag goo. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready.
Someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God's heroes. Yesterday, that's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Always from the song, I'm the wrong. Off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.
I'll give it all away. Just
your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh.
Check out the EOTM Media Group, yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.